Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Snapchat is to introduce three new tools for advertisers. A bitter legal battle between Google and the Italian authorities has come to an end. And research has found that cross-border and mobile e-commerce are becoming more popular in Germany. Snapchat has announced the upcoming introduction of three new tools for advertisers. It'll soon be launching a free self-serve ad manager tool that will allow businesses of all sizes to buy Snap ads. Users will be able to buy, optimize, manage, and view analytics for all Snap ad types, including video, long-form video, web view, and app install ads. Previously, businesses had only been able to buy Snap ads via Snapchat's sales teams or a third-party API, which usually charged for a fee. The self-serve ad manager tool will not have any such fees. Snapchat also announced the upcoming launch of Snapchat Mobile Dashboard. This tool will allow advertisers to track the performance of their ad campaigns, get notifications on key metrics, and edit and pause campaigns, all from their mobile phone. The third and final tool is Business Manager. Business Manager will allow advertisers to manage various ad accounts, change billing contacts, and set roles and permissions for team members. The tools are set to go live in June, although companies can apply to be beta testers if they want to start using them earlier. Google has agreed to pay 306 million euros in taxes in Italy. The payment marks the end of a bitter legal battle that's been raging between Google and Italian tax authorities for over 10 years. Google has been accused of booking around 1 billion euros worth of revenues generated in Italy in Ireland, thereby avoiding paying Italian taxes in favor of the much lower tax rates found in Ireland. It's finally paid the amount the Italians have been demanding, thereby putting an end to various criminal investigations that stretch back to 2002. The Italian tax authorities are pleased with the outcome, adding that they also have begun the process of drawing up an agreement that will ensure Google pays the correct taxes in Italy in the future. Cross-border and mobile e-commerce are becoming more popular in Germany, according to research by eMarketer. The number of people engaging in cross-border e-commerce is expected to rise by 13.6% this year to almost 18 million people, equivalent to almost 30% of the country's internet users. China is expected to be the most popular destination for German online shoppers, with shoes, clothing, electronics, sports and leisure products set to be the most popular categories. The study found that a desire for a wider range of products at lower prices was the driving force behind rising cross-border e-commerce in Germany. The research also found that mobile e-commerce is on the rise. 29 million Germans are set to buy using their mobile phone this year, up 15% on 2016. This represents 60% of mobile phone users in the country. Research by Wolfgang Digital has found that the Irish e-commerce market is seeing strong growth. The Irish e-commerce market grew by 45% in 2016, a growth rate that is 9 times faster than the Irish economy as a whole. Within the e-commerce market, travel websites seem to have a particularly strong year, with the online travel sector seeing growth of 79% compared to 2015. The number of people from outside of Ireland buying from Irish e-commerce sites fell, however, possibly due to the weakening of the British pound against the euro, which may be putting off UK shoppers from buying from Irish sites. With this in mind, Wolfgang Digital has advised Irish e-commerce sites to turn their international focus from the UK to mainland Europe. And finally, Pepsi has started labeling its cans in various local Indian languages. It's an example of micro-localization, with Hindi labels being put on cans and bottles in Hindi-speaking areas. It now plans to expand this to cover Punjabi, Marathi, Gujarati, Bengali, Tamil, Malayalam, and Telugu, with the labels being put on Pepsi products in the relevant regions where those languages are spoken. The move reflects a wider trend in increasing local language content in India. A recent report by Google and KPMG found that the amount of online content written in local Indian languages has risen by 41% between 2011 and 2016. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.